I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Suspended Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is asking a state judicial panel to dismiss ethics charges against him. Moore says he never told probate judges to refuse marriage licenses to gay couples. Moore is accused of violating judicial ethics with a 2016 administrative order. It came 6 months after the U.S. Supreme Court effectively legalized same-sex marriage. His lawyers say the order only noted correctly that a state court injunction to refuse same-sex marriage licenses had not been lifted. Moore could face removal from office over the charges. The accusations against him are among three scandals facing top Republicans in Alabama. Former House Speaker Mike Hubbard was recently convicted on ethics charges, and Governor Robert Bentley has faced calls for impeachment over a sexting scandal. Outdoor enthusiasts in Alabama have a new way to support their hobbies. APR's Alex Aubuchon has more on the State Park Dirt Pass program.
The Alabama State Parks Division is giving state residents a way to give back to the parks they love. Hikers, mountain bikers, and anyone who frequents state parks can purchase a dirt pass to help the state maintain its parks and trails. The dirt pass is $25 and is available at several state parks across Alabama. Donors will receive a wristband identifying them as park supporters. State park officials hope the new program will help balance budgets after the loss of state funding. Lawmakers moved $3 million from the parks budget to the general fund earlier this year, forcing five state parks to close. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
The issue of food trucks being allowed to operate in downtown Tuscaloosa will come up at tonight's city council meeting. This will be the third time this has been brought up this year. The option of creating a food truck zone was previously suggested. However, truck operators are concerned the zones aren't in areas with high foot traffic concentration. Dustin Spruill is the owner of Local Roots. He is not in support of creating a food truck zone.
We feel like it's a last-minute plea to us, and it's all based off of the pressure from the brick-and-mortar stores. The new zones basically eliminate us from anywhere in the happening area of downtown. We want to have every ability and every right to be in the downtown area, and so putting us in a zone is still regulating the food trucks.
Spruill says people are interested in food trucks. Northport's event, Trucks by the Tracks, brought in more than 1,000 people last month. Clouds clear out after midnight in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the upper 60s and clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight. This is APR.